Alex, we're going back to Gina, Louisiana now. Today, there's a hearing in the case of Michael Bell, one of the six black students who beat up a fellow classmate. Michael Bell, who is 17 years old, was convicted for that beating. His conviction was thrown out, but he's still in jail pending an appeal. Tens of thousands of demonstrators marched in Gina yesterday, demanding that Bell be released. Meanwhile, Justin Baker, the white student who was beaten by Bell and the others, is at home, avoiding the spotlight. We reached his father this morning just before he headed out to the courthouse to attend Michael Bell's hearing, and I asked David Barker about what exactly happened to his son Justin last December at Gina High School. Tell us the nature of the injuries that he sustained. In press accounts, we have heard that he was knocked unconscious, and that he was badly bruised, but that 2 hours later, he was back at school.
No, he wasn't. He was, knocked unconscious and repeatedly kicked by at least six or seven of these students. He had several bruises, and his eye had swollen shut and bleeding from both ears. And he was released, and we went home until about, 6 o'clock, and he had a ring ceremony in his junior year.
This is a school ceremony?
Yes, ma'am.
Uh-huh.
One of the kids that was involved in this was at this ring ceremony. And not long after he got his ring on stage, we had to take him back home. You know, he was still bleeding out his ear and was, really in a lot of pain. And so we took him back home. But no, he did not go back to school. I don't know where that come from.
Does he have any lasting injuries?
Well, he still complains a little bit of headaches, but I mean, he's doing pretty good, but it's having an effect on him and the family.
What triggered this fight?
Well, I really don't know. You know, all you hear is these three nooses that were hanging in the tree about 3 months prior to this had triggered this. But I honestly don't believe the noose incident started this. It may have had a little effect on it, but these kids were involved way before this noose incident.
But with your son, what triggered the fight between your son and the six others?
No one knows that. I mean, they were in the...
Have you asked Justin?
Oh, yes.
What does he say?
Well, he don't know. He would like to know. And he has repeatedly told us he didn't do anything to provoke this. Like I say, they were in the gym, and when the bell rang, all the black students run to one side, and some of these kids knew something was up because of that. And when they went out, they run around to the other double doors where some of these kids were coming out. And when my son come out, he told his little girlfriend to turn left so they wouldn't have to go through them. And when he turned left, one of them hit him from the back and knocked him unconscious. And then that's when they began kicking and stomping him.
So you're saying he was just in the wrong place at the wrong time?
Well, apparently so. I mean, they were after someone, and just apparently he was the one at the time, you know.
So they didn't know who he was, or...
Yes, they knew who he was, because, I mean, he's a junior, and he's been going to school with these kids. All these kids know each other.
Mm-hmm. So they weren't friends before?
Yeah.
They were friends?
Yes, they had no altercations prior to this that has been spoken of, you know. Yes, he had been to, ball games, 60, 70 miles away to watch them play football. And, I just don't know, what triggered this.
How long have you lived in Gina, Mr. Barker?
All our life.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And so you went to school there at Gina High School?
Oh, yes. I went 4 years there myself.
How would you compare the state of relations between blacks and whites from when you were in school there to now when your son is there?
Well, I don't hear of a whole lot, myself, because I don't go there. My kids do, but they don't say a whole lot about stuff that's happened. But if it was real bad, you would hear a whole lot. I don't know. I mean, I don't know how to answer that.
Do blacks and whites socialize? Do they get along, or is it?
Yes, they get along. I mean, even in the town, they're making this look like a real racist town, but it's not. I mean, prior to this, I speak to some of these kids' daddy and shake their hands. Even today, I still do. I mean, if it were that bad, we wouldn't be doing that.
How do you feel about your son being in the center of all this?
Well, I wish he weren't, but, he is, and we have no choice. I do believe if it weren't him, it would have been someone else.
And does he feel that he can lead a normal life in Gina now, or is he...
Well, you know, I don't know. It's a long way to go. It's hard to answer that. But I would hope so. Like I say, I've been here, you know, over 40 years, and I'm hoping he can.
You know, a lot of the protesters are saying it's unfair that Michael Bell is still in jail. He's been in jail since December for this, and it was really nothing more than a schoolyard fight.
So, okay, let's back up. These young men could hit him from behind, knock him unconscious, and kick him, knock him on the ground, hit him, he'll fall on the ground, and they repeatedly stomp and kick him. Is that a fight? I mean, he was defenseless. If he was able to get up and fight, I could say it may be a fight. But this young man had no chance at all. And that is not a fight.
What would you like to see happen to...
Well, I would like to see these kids brought to justice.
And what does that mean?
Well, I believe they should spend some time for this. I mean, what's next if they don't stop these kids? You know, I mean, the next one may not be as lucky as this as my son was. I mean, they started out doing minor stuff and misdemeanors and stuff, and they've got to this point. So who's to say what would be next? It's probably for their own good, too, plus the community.
That they spend some time in
jail.
Yes,
and maybe learn something out of this. And I'm not saying how much time. I'm just saying some time.
Well, David Barker, thank you very much for joining us.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.